Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. We're brought to you by Pelican, built tough for all situations. Go to pelican.com. Yak Gadget, for all your fine kayak fishing accessory needs, go to yakgadget.com. Eastport Marina, on the beautiful shores of Dale Hollow Lake, for all your lodging, kayaking, and fishing needs, go to eastport.info. Now let's get this show started.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're here at ICAST 2022. Return guest to the podcast, Sarah Lamson with Lakewood Products. We're here in their booth. They got some cool new stuff that came out this year. We're going to revisit some stuff we talked about last year. If you guys missed that podcast, you can go back in the library, the archives last year. We did a full show with Sarah. We talked about all the cool Lakewood products for both fishing and hunting. And a lot of these products are great for the kayak. I've been using them personally, both in the kayak and the boat. So where do you want to start, Sarah?
First of all, there's only one of you this time.
Okay. Yeah.
Jay, where are you at? I was so hoping you'd show up with a helmet on. And I mean, like I told him, I'm like, that was the highlight of my day. I mean, I like Brian, but it's the helmet thing. Like, you know. Anyways,
we had to get some digs in there on Jay. Jay didn't make it to ICAST this year, but he's working, so that's a good thing.
Okay,
but
I'll forgive him.
So last year we talked about the Sidekick, which this thing has been super cool. There's been an update too that we'll get to, but for the kayak, yeah, why don't we put it up on this bucket here? For the kayak, this is a key thing, especially if you guys run a lot of crankbaits, spinner baits, buzz baits, small 3600 boxes. But what's unique about Lakewood is they have these pieces in here that have a unique groove in them where the hooks, your treble hooks for your crankbaits, lipless crankbaits, top water baits all hang from. So why don't you talk about like that system in general, Sarah?
Yeah, so we started we're very well known for our hanging concept on all of our bait tackle boxes, different tackle storage solutions. So we went through, we did a patent pending hook saver slot, and you'll find this in most of our cases minus the musky cases because they are like a bigger bait, so they're heavier and they stay better. But what we did with that is we put them in, and we'll take this little guy, for example. You guys can kind of see how everything hangs nicely. You're able to kind of look at it. If you're grabbing certain things, you can just pick it up, use it. When you're not and you go to close it, the lid actually comes down and compresses on it. So as you're traveling, heaven forbid, the kayak flip over, something happen, everything's going to stay in there if you zip it. And then we've got storage here for your spinnerbaits, buzzbaits. If you don't run those, these will also fit in there as well, giving you extra storage for terminal tackle and other items.
And what's cool, because I can attest to this, because I fish with Jimmy Skinner when we're on the road. He likes to throw this case around in the back of my truck, flips it upside down, and I'm like, oh, great, I'm going to have to untangle a bunch of baits. But it keeps it totally separated, keeps them in the hanging system, which makes this super unique. But the other unique thing for the kayak, this floats.
Yes, definitely want to make sure it's fully zippered. We've had people go over with it open, and it'll stay up for a little bit. but with it zippered, it floats. And then the other cool thing, I'll make Brian do it. We're putting it on the ground here. You can stand on it for a casting platform. So it kind of gets you up and elevated, and they're super tough.
Yeah, and I utilized that this spring during the spawn, sight fishing, both out of the kayak and the boat. Being able to stand on this, get an extra 10 inches, 8 inches above, you know, where you're initially standing, it just allows you to see those fish better, which it's super key. Cause I remember last year I came into the booth and you're like, stand on this. And I'm like, do you see how big I am? I'm like, I don't want to break your product and have to pay for a case before I leave this show.
I was like, try to break it. So we have this. It's been a huge seller with the kayak industry. Co-anglers love it because they can put all their stuff in it. They're not destroying their boater's boat.
Yeah.
It fits under the console. However, you all are going to get a sneak peek at something nobody else kind of knows about yet. The biggest complaint we've had with this is some of the kayaks are not wide enough to have it. So that guy away. We have come up with the mini sidekick. Same concepts, features. It's just going to be a little smaller. So you're only going to get two of your 3,600 boxes in here. You still have spinner, buzzbait storage up here, the hanging dividers for your crankbaits, bobber ploppers, jigs, whatever you're running. It can come out. You can put plastics in here. Still got the tool pocket storage, all the other features. You can still stand on it. It floats. It's just mini.
Yeah. No, it's super nice because I know usually when I take that out in my kayak, it'll fit in there because I'm in a new canoe. Everybody knows that. And it'll fit sideways on the floor. And I've actually put it width-wise on the gunnels to stand and sight fish, which is cool. Yeah. But this little guy I'm excited about because this will fit under most kayak seats fairly easy. And not only that, but these pockets on the side of these boxes, they don't look very big. But I have stuffed a ton of plastics in here. Okay. Like, it's super clutch.
So, yeah, that will be available. I just have to drive the truck trailer back, get it put on the website now that we've gotten some good feedback on it. And then that will go live hopefully next week.
Okay. What about a price point on this?
We're almost done with that. Okay. That one right now is $189. All of our stuff's made in the USA, has a lifetime warranty. So you get high quality. You buy it once, you're going to have it forever. We're thinking this is going to hit about the $149 mark, okay. Give or take. Supply issues, you know, the world as it is. We're kind of costing some things out, but that's about where we're thinking for the mini.
Well, and that's just it too, right? Like if somebody breaks a zipper comes off, you know, something like that.
We fix it.
Yeah.
Lifetime warranty. I mean, we have musky guys. We've been around for 30 years that have cases that are 30 years old. They're not even made of the tougher material we're using now.
Sure.
And it's great. Awesome. They're still using them.
Awesome. Very cool.
So on the note of plastics, want to talk about your favorite little guy? Yes.
This, the anybody that knows me knows I carry way too many plastics. And keeping them organized is key. I have about three of these. And these are super nice, especially in the kayak, because if you get them wet, it's mesh, right? So it totally drains, keeps stuff dry, even when you get it wet.
Yeah. So this is our billfold. We came out with this last year. So we've had it for a year. What we did with that was there was a need to store your Kytex. Wow, I need more coffee this morning. Other plastics, things, keeping them in their packaging, allowing them to drain and have the air circulation.
Yeah.
So you have all of that. It'll Velcro shut, so you can just leave it like that for a little bit, pick it up and go. The zippers also come around, go on it. There is a hook here for you kayak guys to keep it all attached and go.
Well, and what's nice about that with that hook is you could actually clip that on in the back of your seat. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's out of your way. You could turn around, reach, grab your bag, grab whatever plastics you need. So super clutch. And again, like I've personally been bouncing back and forth between the boat and the kayak. So like having all my stuff modular where I could just go back and forth. Right. And you mentioned the co-angler thing, which a lot of you kayak guys are starting to do. Like this is a simple way to get in and out of both.
Yeah. No, and that's kind of what we try for is a solution to the problems. So you guys aren't walking around with Walmart bags holding moisture with these and they're crammed in your boat compartments. And what's nice too is it does have a labeling system on the side. But a couple of our pros that have been running the elites and the MLFs, they're actually taking the silver permanent markers and just writing right on the top, and it holds it. So that way, when it's sitting in your boat compartments, you can actually see your sizes are, that are in here if you have that many.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to mention that to you before we left, like putting the ID card on the top.
Yeah, we talked about moving that up just, but then a lot of the guys too are also running them where they're stacking sideways, them in. Yeah. Yep. So it's personal preference, sure. But yeah, there's a lot of options with that guy.
Very cool. Very cool.
Let's do our new product showcase.
Yes, yes, let's do that.
Okay. So our entry for the ICAST new product showcase under tackle management is our spinnerbait deposit box. We've had a spinnerbait box for the larger spinnerbaits for the musky pike guys. The bass and walleye guys were like, we need something for us.
Sure.
So we came through, and I know it's kind of hard to see out there in internet land, but if you hop online, you'll see it.
Here, if you want to hold this.
Yeah.
I will.
Can you do a close? Oh, yeah. Do a close sneak up.
So go ahead.
Yeah. So with that, it's got dividers inside, so you can kind of stack it and use it how you want. You can run your spinnerbaits, buzzbaits, multiple directions. I'm hoping they're still kind of set up that way. Hang them how you want, pull dividers out as needed. The cool thing, if Brian flips it around, just watch the lid, the mesh on the bottom. So the big thing is the drainage and making sure your stuff is not rusting and the airflow. Yes. So that's been a big hit with it. And then with that, we kept it the 3,700 footprint size. So it will, I'll trade you again real quick. When you close it, so it's the same size as a 3,700 utility box as far as this footprint here. So it will go down in your boat compartments. And then it's also got the labeling systems on it. So when it's sitting in your boat compartment and riding around and upside down, all your stuff's going to stay put. And then you've got it. This one does not float, though, because of the mesh.
Yeah, it doesn't flow because of the mesh to keep your stuff dry and prevent it from rusting. But like she said, 3,700 box size. So that'll fit in your kayak crate. Whatever you're running, a Black Pack Pro, a Yak Gadget crate, this will fit in there, which is super sweet.
Yeah. And then, like I said, the dividers do come out so you can get the bigger slots and kind of customize it as you want. So a lot of good reviews on this. We've had a lot of people come by. It's kind of been a big hit. So this is the spinnerbait deposit box.
Yeah. Spinnerbaits, buzzbaits, guys, good way to keep organized. And then we also had...
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
The money bag. Or no.
Okay.
All right.
We have lots of stuff.
Yeah, so much stuff.
Brian could be here for hours.
There it is.
So this is our mesh money bag that I'm now caught in. It was designed to store the 3,700 Planos, but the cool thing with this is the saltwater guys are loving it for throwing gear and things in.
Sure.
You can freshwater rinse this. We've got ladies buying this for groceries. I keep one in my truck just to store hats and gloves during the winter, during ice fishing season, grab it and go because of the airflow. But it was designed to hold the 3,700s, comes with a shoulder strap, hop on your boat, your go with your friend, your buddy, whatever, put what you want in it and go. It's very, very tough. It's a UV resistant material, also mold and mildew.
Okay.
It's been ran through the gamut. We've been testing it. It holds a lot of weight. It is a very high-end outdoor furniture material.
Okay.
So it's designed to hold a lot. We do have a shorter version that'll hold the 3,600s as well.
Okay. Yeah. And this is key for like travel guys. Like, everybody's got way too many 3,700 boxes, and you could throw these in your truck and just kind of pick what you need out to throw in your kayak crate. That's the way I've been kind of utilizing this, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, Well, and some boats, I know like the Ranger, Skeeter, I'm trying to think of a couple other, these will fit down in the boat compartments. So instead of having to grab them all out, you're carrying them, they drop, they break, because we know how they are. You just put the whole bag down when you're done for the season, then you stack it back on your garage shelves.
Oh, very cool. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
What else we got?
That was kind of the highlights for today, except for the new...
I want to talk about the top shelf. Because the top shelf, I've been using this box. Yeah, actually, I could spin the camera. Let me spin the camera. So this top shelf box, you guys can see here, this holds 6 3,700 boxes in the front. It'll hold 3,700 boxes in the side pouches. Plus, you got the tray up top. This has been essential for me for travel. What I've been utilizing this for, 3,700 boxes here, plastics in one pocket, all my battery chargers, and I run two 12-volt 100-amp lithium batteries in my kayak for my Newport Vessels motor, plus my 30-amp-hour battery that powers my electronics. I got three battery chargers, guys. They all fit in here, and I still have room. This, I'll stack Kytex in when I don't have them in the billfold. And it's just a great case. You have it all locked up.
Got the handle, shoulder strap on it. We have a mini version, the mini Magnum. We've seen guys even modify these, make them into the shuttles for ice fishing, where they'll run their electronics, drop them in here, run the wires through and kind of modify them. They're just a great case.
Yeah.
And everything kind of collapses up. And it's another, been a popular one for the co-anglers as well.
Yeah. The other thing I'll do too is when I'm bringing fishing line, I'll throw bulk spools up here in the top. And when I'm re-spooling at tournaments or on the road, whatever, this will fit quite a few bulk spools. I think I've fit five in there before. Really? So yeah, I got some pictures I'll send you for that. But yeah, it's certainly cool and a great way for travel.
Yeah, no, these have been very popular as well. Versatile, especially if you are a person who uses a lot of the utility boxes still. We don't hate on you. We try to adapt and make storage solutions for you guys too, because they are great, the utility boxes. And they come out, and we have made it so some of our other cases will fit inside of here. So some of you are familiar with the Vault, which we now have three sizes of, but two of them will fit in here as well. So you can kind of intermingle things together.
And I've done that too. Just only put like four of these in here, and I'll throw more bulk spools on one of these shelves. Or I mean, I've thrown so much stuff. I had spare reels on a shelf in here one time for while I was traveling, because I wasn't sure what I was going to use. So, I mean, it's just a great all around utility box for whatever you need. But again, going from the kayak to the boat, I'll leave 3,700 boxes in here. I could throw it in the back of the kayak, put a couple rod holders on the gear tracks in the back instead of using like my Yak Gadget crate or something if I'm only taking four rods. And then also just dropping this in the boat and going is sweet.
Yeah. No, so those are two. And like I said, that's exactly the same features as this. It's just the mini version of it for the 3600s.
Awesome. Anything else you want to spotlight while we're here?
One more. This one is also a very new, it's going to be a little tricky to kind of show because it's very heavy. But,
you want me to pick it up?
Everybody knows these lovely, expensive swim baits. they're custom painted. You guys have the hooks. You don't want the tails bent. You guys have been looking for a solution to hang those. So we have worked with Bull Shad.
Yep.
He does all the custom swim baits. Mike is a great guy. And we've come up with a solution for that where you're hanging them on the little hooks. You can kind of see here. And then that will set down inside the case. And there's multiple compartments as well and divider options to keep those safe and protected. So that is our new swim bait box as well.
Will you guys come out with a smaller version of that?
Yes. Yeah,
you heard it here. Because swim baits, kayak guys, I mean, I know a bunch of guys that are probably watching right now or listening on the podcast platforms that are throwing big swim baits. You guys have to go check this out. And it's just called the Swim Bait Hanger.
Yep. It will be in two sizes. We have it currently online in our older size. And I'll hold again if you want to walk up. Yep. But we modified it a lot after working with some of the swim bait guys, so that way you can see the rods that are in there now. We broke them up, so they're all going to be individual compartments in this larger one. But it's a great way to protect those and save them. And so we're going to have this size modified and then the bigger size as well. Very cool. So yeah, you guys are all hearing it first.
Yeah. Super cool stuff. You guys are always changing the game up a little bit on storage solutions and different ideas. And it's cool to see what you guys have done and continue to do, you know.
We really try to listen to the customer. I mean, sometimes they just come to us with things that are outside our wheelhouse, or we just know isn't going to be like a big seller, because you fishermen all have your own specialties in the way you do things. But we really do try to listen to what we call the Lakewood family and get feedback and what they want, what they need. And we're just trying to kind of be innovative and different than the other companies out there. And we're still made here in America, so we're very, very proud of that, that everything's made right there in Green Bay. Lifetime warranty on it. We're very proud of that, because not many other people can do that. And we know you guys are making a huge investment when you support us. So
awesome. So guys, go check out Lakewood. Sarah, what's like the best ways to, why don't you drop the website, the Instagram, Facebook?
You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, all Lakewood Products is the handles, and then lakewoodproducts.com.
Cool. All right, guys, you heard it here first. You saw some sneak peek stuff that they haven't even released. That really is a cool component to be able to throw in the kayak and utilize. So go give these guys a check out and pick something up. I mean, if anything, pick up those worm bags. I'm telling you right now, I just told Sarah before we started this, I need to order 20 of them. So I wasn't 10, it was like 20. So go check it out and give these guys a follow on all their social medias and just watch what they're doing. They always put out cool content. And thank you, because you are always sharing my stuff that I post up, and I appreciate that very much.
No, we try to, even other people out there, if you guys have our stuff and running us, that's what we're about, family. I mean, we appreciate everybody supporting our business and growing with us and the brand recognition. So we're very excited about it. So thanks for tolerating me for another one.
No. We always love having you on. So guys, we'll see you later. We'll have another podcast here on Paddle and Fin this afternoon. This afternoon, I'll be doing a podcast with Waypoint TV. If you guys haven't been following all the podcasts I've been doing for New Canoe, go over to the New Canoe page. Check that out. We had a build-off between Rommel Wizard Works versus Fletch Griffin, and Rommel won, but these kayaks are tricked out. All I'm saying, Rommel set up a kayak with Siri, and he tells Siri to make his power pole go up and down.
No,
you got to see it. So same thing with his lights. It's all voice activated, which is super cool. Yeah, basically that's what we did. So guys, go check that out. See you again later this afternoon. Sarah, thank you again.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode here on Paddle and Fin. Be sure to drop a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or smash that subscribe button on any platform you're listening in on. Be sure to check us out on Waypoint TV, waypointtv.com. Make sure you sign up for the Fantasy Kayak Fishing League at paddleandfin.com/fantasy. You could support this show through Patreon, patreon.com/paddleandfin. Don't forget to check out the website, paddleandfin.com. Catch us on YouTube. If you got a question, comment, or want to see a future guest on the show, be sure to email us at paddleandfin@gmail.com. Shout out to our show supporters, Yak Gadget. You can check out all the fine kayak accessories at yakgadget.com. Pelican Professional. For all your cases, coolers, and lighting needs, go to pelican.com. Rocktown Adventures, your Midwest premier paddle sports destination, go to rocktownadventures.com. Eastport Marina, the beautiful destination on Dale Hollow Lake. If you're looking for lodging, kayaks, kayak accessories, or anything fishing related on the beautiful Dale Hollow Lake, go to eastport.info. And Jigmasters Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and fill your tackle boxes today.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
You'd think, with four of us spread out on a tiny island, that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But, as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.